If you have young kids in the family, you may open handmade gifts this month, holiday projects little fingers crafted at school. Perhaps adult relatives or friends will also offer their own creations. We found places in town where grown-ups are taking time to explore their creative side, or in some cases, learn crafts of past generations. Walk into the studio called Arte in Wauwatosa, and you see walls lined with acrylic paintings, a rendition of Van Gogh's The Starry Night here, a whimsical beach scene there. In the middle of the room, people are sitting on stools, each facing an easel.
Welcome to Arte. My name is Katie, and I'm going to be leading the class tonight.
Co-owner Karen Salaturo describes her place as part of the growing paint and sip industry. Studios where non-artists get to play with paint for a few hours. She says the classes are good places for first dates, even corporate team building.
The goal is to have a drink of wine or a glass of beer to relax a little bit and enjoy a good night out with friends while you are painting.
At the end of the night, everyone will leave with a finished painting. But right now, it's time to don a smock and check out the paints and brushes. Instructor Katie Ryan offers tips.
It's really important to take care of your brushes. It's also important to know where your water glass is and where your wine glass is, because you don't want to mix them.
For each class, the studio chooses one of the paintings on the wall the students will try to replicate by watching the instructor paint her canvas. Tonight, it's a Paris street scene with the Eiffel Tower set against a blue sky.
So, find the middle line where the horizon is, and then go ahead and fill the entire top half with a mixture of blue and white.
Ryan says students gain confidence as soon as they push aside their need to be perfect and allow their inner artist to surface. Jennifer Dorr is tapping into her creative side by taking glassmaking classes at Soul Shine Arts in Cedarburg.
It is very, very hot molten glass, and I figured there's a small amount of danger and excitement all wrapped into fun.
Dorr has melted and manipulated glass into long, thin pieces, reminiscent of peppermint sticks, but in different colors.
You put one color on one side of it and a different.
She plans to use them as decorative touches on vases or pictures. The busy mom says she started lessons last winter as something special to do for herself, but questions whether she was born with creative abilities.
I don't know if I'm newly trying to find this thing that never really existed and I just want to take a hand at it, or if it's more about just cultivating an interest and then that becomes your sort of crafty outlet.
I think that with the technological world, people are missing a lot of hands-on experience.
That's one of Soulshine's owners and instructors, Ember Cheney.
And then there's a lot of people who just want to experience something new and something different. And also, you're kind of investing in yourself and being able to take those pieces home and be proud of something that you've done, I think, is important.
Some people looking for a creative outlet find it in traditional home arts. About a half dozen knitting students are gathered around a table at Fiberwood Studio on Milwaukee's far west side. They're surrounded by skeins and spools of yarn in every color.
Push those closer.
Up here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now let's see what we do.
Each student is working at her own pace, asking for help when needed. Pam Penn says as a child, her grandmother taught her how to knit, but
when you learn something from an elderly person, often they just show you what they know. And they aren't showing you based on any book either. Just like recipes, when you learn something from someone, a pinch of this, a teaspoon of that, and it's not in any book. So it's like this was a chance to know more about what really was all involved in knitting.
Penn is working on a sentimental project, a pair of Argyle socks an elderly relative started before passing away. Penn says one day she may give the socks to her husband.
Who knows? They might go on a wall. I don't know if they're going to even fit anybody. They're from a very old pattern book.
Instructor Pat Berry says some people are drawn to fiber arts to honor the legacy of previous generations.
I feel very connected to women in the past who had to depend upon making garments for their families. The family wouldn't have socks if, you know, mom and the daughters and the grandmas didn't knit them. I think it's really nice to keep that tradition alive.
Although the tradition seems to have evolved from necessity to a quest for creativity. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.
Do I need to fix that mistake I made?